Santor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Holding Out for Hope by Gabrielle Ashton, narrated by Alex Kidd and Mia Madison. Chapter 1. Josh. 8 p.m., Saturday, July 20th. Joshua Hastings flew all the groomsmen to Vegas. What else were friends for? He sipped his beer and looked over the crowd from his spot in the VIP section. His buddy Will was getting married, and Josh was making sure he would go out with a bang. Well, not a bang in the Vegas sense. Josh wasn't that heartless. No bride-to-be needed her man screwing a stripper. But looking didn't count. Besides, everyone knew the bachelor party was more for the friends than the groomsmen. It was a farewell to a fallen comrade. One last night of fun before Will would be spending his evening watching reruns of The Bachelor and buying homewares. What about that one? Trey, sitting next to him, jerked his head in the direction of the dance floor. The lights were so dim that Josh could barely make out who was there. Every so often the strobe would flash in time with the music and he could get a glimpse of the bodies pressed together, but those moments were few and far between. His eyes caught on a group of three blondes in the center of the room. There was a small raised platform that they had managed to climb on top of. Now they were dancing on it, enthusiastically enough to demonstrate just how drunk they were. Nah, Josh said, leaning back against the cushioned seat. They're too wasted. I don't do that. Trey raised a brow. Since when do you have standards? Josh pinned him with a look. He had met Trey through his friend Spencer Tate's gym. Trey always attended the same boxing classes at Tate's training that Josh did, and they had become close. Well, as close as you could get with someone who you only saw at the gym and at nightclubs. Josh had a lot of friends like that. The ones that only seemed to want to hang around when the drinks were flowing and the music was loud. The type that would tell him exactly what he wanted to hear, when he wanted to hear it. A part of him was tiring. Josh squeezed his eyes shut. This was not the time to be having some bullshit philosophical debate in his head. He had 3 nights left in Vegas, and he was going to make the most of them, just like any 27-year-old billionaire should. He turned back to Trey. Like you can talk about standards. Did you see the girl you took home last night? A crease appeared between Trey's thick brows. I took someone home last night? Josh laughed, but there was an edge to it. Trey had been going pretty hard lately. Josh knew they weren't close enough friends that he should really care, but he had a suspicion Trey didn't have many other people in his life. Josh knew that the moment he fucked anything up, his brothers and sisters would be up his ass telling him what an idiot he was. They loved the hell out of him and wouldn't let him get away with crap. But who looked out for Trey? Was there anyone waiting at home when he stumbled in off his face with who knows what substance coursing through his veins? Trey didn't seem to care that he had blacked out again. He turned a scrutinizing gaze back to the dance floor. The club was set up so the VIP area was a level up from the rest of the room. It was decked out with plush lounges and 2 bars and had an excellent view of everyone below. If you booked out the area and were feeling particularly lazy, you could have the security guards go and tap guests from the crowd you wanted to invite up. Josh never did that. It was tacky and beyond sleazy. But Trey loved to try his best with it. Even though he barely had any cash, he blew most of it on blow any given weekend. There, Trey nudged Josh. The redhead by the bar. Josh crossed his arms over his chest. All due respect, buddy, but I don't need your help to get laid. Trey snorted. Then how come you haven't had any fun these past few nights? Josh took another swig of his beer. A few years ago, his and Trey's definition of fun was almost exactly the same. But now, the thumping of the club wasn't invigorating, it was grating. Those damn strobe lights didn't excite him anymore, they made his eyes hurt. And hangovers hit a lot harder than they used to. But what the fuck else was he meant to do? I'm picky, Josh finally said, eyes never leaving the rim of his drink. He had no interest in checking out the ginger Trey thought he should screw. Trey started to laugh. What? You got a girl waiting at home or something? No, of course not. Even Josh could tell that his voice came out a little too sharply, but the pounding bass must have masked it just enough. Will stumbled over to them, nearly knocking over the crystal champagne bucket sitting on the table in front of them. Hello, Will slurred, coming to a shaky stop next to Josh. He bent down so his head was at the same level, pointed toward the dance floor, and yelled, The guys want to go down near the DJ. Even though Josh had little to no desire to leave his comfy seat and the bottle of Grey Goose that was his the moment he finished his beer, he plastered on a smile. That's what you did for your buddy at his bachelor party. He wasn't out to be the fun police. All right then, let's go. Josh stood up, pulling Trey alongside him. They followed the group of guys sauntering down the stairs, and Josh kept one arm around Will to make sure he made it all the way without tripping and falling on his ass. Another bachelor party duty. Don't let the groom get kicked out of the club. They made it to the dance floor. Some big foreign DJ was playing, and the crowd was going wild for it. It was the sort of music only idiots or people on drugs could really enjoy. Josh only liked club music at the end of the night when they started blasting all the classics and crowd pleasers. Old school R&B was his guilty pleasure. But no one had to know that if he bobbed his head along to the crap that DJ was playing now. For a few moments, Josh debated heading into the crowd with the rest of the guys, but the bar was calling his name. He needed another drink, or 10, to start having fun tonight. Trey bustled along next to him as Josh skirted through the people between him and the hard liquor. Where are you going, man? Where does it look like I'm going? Trey grinned at him. I guess I could have one more. Josh stepped to the back of the line and groaned when he saw how slow it was going. Why did they leave the VIP in the first place? He really didn't see the attraction of joining the mass of sweaty bodies when they had a perfectly good area reserved for them. You know, Trey began, angling his body back toward the dance floor. Those blondes are still there. Josh threw an arm around him. Trey, how many times do I have to tell you I don't need you to set me up with anyone? He shook his head, looking around the room to see why Trey was so obsessed. Just because I didn't pull last night doesn't mean something's wrong with me. I just want a weekend with the boys. I don't need a woman to. Josh's voice trailed off when he saw her. Pure perfection. She was walking through the entry of the club. No, scratch that. She was strutting. All confidence. And why the fuck wouldn't she be? Josh didn't think he had seen a better sight in his life. Long brown hair, big red lips, an expression that said, don't even think about fucking with me. Even from far away, he could tell she was tall. That long body was clad in a scarlet dress. It wasn't short, but it was skin tight, and the figure it revealed underneath was mouth-watering. Change of plan, Josh said, giving Trey a pat on the back. I'll meet you guys later. He never took his eyes off her, just willing her to look up. She did, her gaze meeting his, then giving him a quick scan. Then she turned to the girl next to her, completely ignoring him. A wide smile stretched across Josh's face. Oh, it's on, baby.
Chapter 2. Jesse. 6 p.m., Saturday, July 20th.
Damn, girl! I would let you arrest the hell out of me!
Jesse rolled her eyes at her best friend, but that didn't deter Layla. She took another long look at Jesse, exaggerating the way she dragged her eyes from head to toe. I'm thinking handcuffs, jail cell, the whole package. Jesse continued to apply the last coat of mascara, pointedly ignoring Layla, who was at least 4 cocktails deep at this point. Officer Rogers! Layla moaned, and Jesse saw her throwing her hand across her chest in the mirror's reflection. Cuff me, please. Jesse grabbed a pillow from the couch next to her and pegged it at Layla's head. Unsurprisingly, it hit the mark.
Ow!
Layla complained, fluffing out her hair. Do you know how long I had to leave those rollers in to look like this? You cold-hearted bitch.
All I did was put on a dress. You don't need to make a big deal about it.
Okay, so it was more than a dress. It was the dress. You know, the sexy, strappy number every girl had in her wardrobe, the one she knew would guarantee a little attention. Jesse, however, didn't usually have much occasion to wear it. Especially back in New York. Her worst nightmare was trying to have a night out on the town and running into someone she'd arrested. Jesse resisted a shudder. It was hard enough to be respected as a female cop, let alone when the criminal started to see you as a sex object. Nope, Jesse would not be running into a one-night stand at the 12th Precinct lockup. She was too smart for that.
Don't be coy. You look hot and you know it.
So do you, Jesse shot back. Isn't that the point? Layla was a florist who did ballet in her spare time. She had blonde hair, green eyes, and looked like she could be a Disney princess. Not the sort of person Jesse thought would become her best friend, but the florist was attached to a cafe right around the corner from where Jesse had most of her patrols back in her first year as an officer. She'd visited every single morning, usually after one of her midnight shifts, to refuel. Layla was the one who said they should grab dinner sometime, and the rest was history. The florist and the police officer, not exactly the most likely pair, but it worked. Besides, Layla was way too pretty and dainty to be partying it up in Vegas, sister's bachelorette party or not. Layla walked over to the hotel room desk that was currently doubling as a vanity for Jesse. She placed two glasses on the table and filled them with a generous pour of vodka.
Drink up, Officer Naughty.
Jesse looked to Layla, the drinks, then back to her best friend. She shook her head.
No, no way. And you've got to stop calling me Officer Naughty every time I wear red lipstick, she added.
Layla smirked.
What did you promise me?
Jesse gave her hair a final flick, satisfied with how the curls had turned out. She didn't usually have time to put this much effort into her appearance. Actually, most of the time, she tried to downplay it. The person looking back at her in the mirror almost seemed like a different person. Safe to say, it had been a long while since she had worn this much makeup. Jesse sighed.
I promised I would have fun, get drunk, and party with you.
Layla's smile grew wider.
You're forgetting something.
Her voice came out song-like, and Jesse groaned.
Fine. I said I would have a one-night stand. Satisfied now?
Not quite, but I'm sure I'll find the right man for the job later. Layla winked. Jesse shook her head, but deep down, she was kind of excited. She never drank, never went out, barely had time for sex. In her quest to become detective, she didn't have time for all of that crap and couldn't risk a bad reputation. She'd spent her early 20s working hard and wasn't going to let all that go to waste for a few parties. But that didn't mean she didn't deserve a night off every once in a while. So when Layla had invited her to Vegas for the bachelorette party, Jesse agreed to take the weekend off. Well, 2 days off. It left her with one night in Vegas, and despite her eye rolling at Layla, she planned to make it count. And hey, if she found a man worth her while, maybe she would make it count a little more. Layla's phone started to buzz on the table, and she let out a little squeal.
That'll be my sister. They must be done with the strippers. Ready to go?
Fuck yeah. Jesse and Layla finally made it to the end of the line and reached the entry to the club. The bouncer gave them an appreciative once-over and waved them through. It was busier than she thought it would be, even for Vegas. Or maybe it was normal? Jessie hadn't been inside a club for non-work reasons for a while. She couldn't stop herself from scanning the room for the best exit points. If there happened to be an active shooter enter through the front, she would be able to... A hard elbow nudged into her ribs. Layla frowned at Jessie. That doesn't look like the face of someone who wants to have fun. Loosen up, woman. Jessie sighed. Layla was right. She needed to get out of her head to have a chance at a good time. She pushed back her shoulders, lifted her chin, and made her way down the final stairs and inside. It was a sensory overload. The music was pumping so loud, she could barely make out what Layla was saying. Lights flashed across the dark dance floor. She glanced to her left to look for a bar, then did a double take. Standing slightly away from the crowd was the hottest man she had seen in her entire life. Her life. Cheekbones that could cut glass sat on top of a hard, square jaw. Dark hair, broad shoulders, perfectly complemented by a button-down that fit him like a glove. He just oozed sex appeal. She could practically smell it. All at once, they made eye contact, and the shiver it sent down her spine came as such a surprise that she had to look away. "Let's grab a drink," Layla said, yanking Jessie toward the bar on the opposite side of the club. Jessie felt a small stab of disappointment that they were moving away from the guy who looked like he could be the face of Armani. Oh well, it was probably for the best. He screamed trouble. Probably ate girls like her for breakfast. Jessie snorted a little at the innuendo as she followed along behind Layla. For all she knew, it wasn't that far from the truth. With a face like that, Mr. Armani wouldn't have much difficulty getting what he wanted. "What's got you smiling so much?" Layla asked when they joined the crowd waiting to order. "Nothing." Jessie was watching Layla, so she caught the exact moment that her eyes lit up. A smug grin covered her best friend's face. "So it doesn't have anything to do with him?" Jessie's brow creased as she turned to see where Layla was looking. Armani man was leaning against a column, staring straight at her. Now that he was closer, she could see that the perfect face was accompanied by a tall frame and a body that clearly worked out. A lot. His arms were crossed against his chest, and she swore his biceps were the size of her face. She forced herself to return her gaze to his face, but that didn't offer much of a reprieve. Were his eyes green? Surely not. Being that genetically blessed had to be a crime. His lips were full and widening into a smile as she looked at them. Armani cocked his head, raised a hand, and gestured for her to come closer with his index finger. Layla shrieked into her ear, "Go, you idiot!" "I won't be long," Jessie told her. "I'll see what he wants and come back." A snort escaped Layla's nose. "Honey, I think we both know what he wants." Jessie turned back to see the stranger looking at her expectantly. "Fun. You're here to have fun, remember? You want this." "Right then." Jessie closed the distance between them, coming to stand a foot away from the sexy-as-sin stranger. He leaned down so his lips brushed the shell of her ear.
"Well, I just made you come with one finger. Imagine what the rest of me could do."
"What?" Even as she felt a shiver run through her at the idea, an unexpected laugh bubbled out. Was this really how he was going to play it? She raised a brow. "I'll give you points for creativity, at least." It was surprisingly hard to keep a straight face with how much her body was reacting to being close to him. The scent of his cologne, mixed with something too masculine to be from a bottle, washed over her like a spell. She wanted to wrap her legs around his waist and put her face into the crook of his neck. "Oh my God, Jessie, get a grip." The man raised the finger he'd used to call her over and traced it along her arm. His touch was soft, but it made her skin pebble.
"How do I cash in these points?"
he asked in a low voice. Jesse met those emerald green eyes and told him, "You can't just give me a dirty pickup line and expect me to go home with you." His eyes flashed, and she could tell he wasn't used to hearing the word no. "I understand." He paused. "How many dirty pickup lines do you want?" Jesse couldn't stop herself from laughing. She turned around, shaking her head, and started walking back to Layla.
"How many?" he called out behind her.
"At least three more," she shot back. He would find some other woman to chat up within 10 minutes. She was sure of it. Jesse made her way to Layla, who was looking at her with an incredulous expression.
"What are you doing?"
Layla hissed, glancing back over Jesse's shoulder at the man. "It's way too early in the night for me to be going off with some guy," Jesse said, even though her body was screaming for her to do the exact opposite. "Let's see where the girls are." Since Jesse had flown in later than the rest of the group, by a couple of days, she'd missed out on the activities this afternoon. She didn't mind, though, since she was only here to hang out with Layla anyway. And she'd seen the movie Magic Mike. A few times, actually. She didn't need any second-rate Vegas strippers shattering her image of what male entertainers looked like. That shit was sacred. Layla huffed, but agreed. It wasn't that difficult to spot the group. They had their own table near the dance floor, and it was covered in colorful drinks, complete with penis-shaped straws. Jesus, Jesse thought. Photos of her sucking on a plastic cock was exactly what she needed to surface to nab her that badge she wanted. Layla scooted into the booth, and Jesse joined her, perched on the edge. She knew the least people there, so it made sense. Also, she always liked choosing the option with the quickest exit. She tucked her hand into her purse and patted around until she felt the outline of her taser. Doesn't hurt for a girl to be prepared. Over the next half an hour, she drank two cocktails, sans dick straws, and found her eyes continually sweeping the crowd, looking for that damn sexy stranger. In her head, she knew he wasn't good news. There were plenty of safer options out tonight, if she wanted to go home with anyone. Armani wasn't the usual type she went for. Jesse liked responsible, sensible men that were quintessential good guys. She could already tell Armani was the opposite. He had this swagger about him that said he always got exactly what he wanted, that he was ambitious. Then there was that glint in his eye that promised you every secret fantasy you'd been too embarrassed to utter out loud. Enough of that. There was no point having regrets now. Armani had probably moved on to his next conquest of the night, and Jesse didn't care. Not one little bit. Just as the thought crossed her mind, she felt fingertips brush against her shoulder.
"You must be Cinderella."
She had only had one conversation with him, but she could already recognize his voice. It was low and deep, and she felt her heart speed up a little at the sound alone. "Excuse me." Jesse looked up at him, more confused about why he had come back than whatever he had said.
"Because that dress..."
She felt those long fingers trail across the strap of her outfit.
"We'll be off by midnight."
Jesse snorted. She actually hadn't seen that one coming, although she probably should have expected it by now. "You're going to have to do a little better than that." Something made her want to tease him, want to make him work a little. The idea of him running around in circles for her gave her a thrill. He tucked a strand of her hair behind her ear.
"I've got plenty more. Come dance with me."
"Maybe later." Jesse brushed his hand away. "I'm busy." Somewhere behind her, she heard Layla scream, "No, she's not!" Jesse trod on her foot under the table. Considering that she was in stilettos, it wasn't a friendly tap. Armani guy seemed oblivious, though.
"I'm going to come find you later," he said. "I still have two more lines left."
"Because your first two worked so well." He leaned down and brushed his lips so softly against her cheek that it took her a few moments to realize he had kissed her.
Oh, I think they're working just fine.
Chapter 3. Jesse. Hours passed. Long, torturous hours. Jesse didn't see Armani again. She kept searching the room, stupidly hoping for some sort of glimpse of him, but she couldn't see him anywhere. Other men had approached her. Some had even used pickup lines, too. But it wasn't the same. She kept comparing them to him, comparing their looks, their demeanor, their fucking smells. Every time she thought over how that stupid stranger had said he would come and find her, she felt her blood boil. Where the hell was he? They say distance makes the heart grow fonder. Well, dancing with a group of drunk women at a bachelorette party sure made her crave the man who set her body on fire with one brush of his hand. Jesse trusted her gut. It had gotten her out of more sketchy situations than she could count at work, and right now it was telling her that Armani was the only man in the entire nightclub who could make her feel something tonight. Layla was slut-dropping against her sister and giggling hysterically. The other girls were watching on and taking videos with their phones. Jesse shook her head. One more drink, and then she would call it a night. Who knew drinking and dancing would be more exhausting than a midnight shift? She needed an espresso martini, stat. Jesse elbowed her way out of the crowd, barely looking at the people in front of her. Nope, her eyes were zeroed in on the bar, and the waiter, who was about to make her cocktail, and her night. That was probably why she found herself running right into something hard. Before she realized it was a wide male chest, she heard his voice. "Thank God I've found you," Armani said, throwing an arm around her shoulders. That small contact with his body heat alone was enough to make her want to curl in closer. She turned her head to his face to see that his eyes were glinting dangerously.
"See, I've lost my virginity. You think I could have yours?"
Jesse strode forward, pulling him along behind her. She needed to get away from that overcrowded dance floor. "You took your sweet time, and sorry to say, but I lost mine a while ago."
"Can I at least take a look at the box it came in?" he whispered.
They made it to the edge, and suddenly she felt his hands grip her waist from behind, his mouth kissing a soft trail along the skin at the back of her neck. Each spot his lips touched, her skin prickled with awareness. If she took even half a step back, she would be able to feel his entire body pressed to hers. That low, husky voice was back at her ear.
"I'm 90% sure you're an angel. Do you mind if I take off your dress to check for wings?"
"You know what?" Jesse said, turning around to face him. He raised a brow. "You talk too much." Before she could second-guess herself, Jesse threw her arms around his neck and brought her mouth to his. He didn't hesitate for a second, tightening his grip on her so that she was flush against him. Then he started to move his mouth and...
Oh, God.
Jesse had known it would be good with him, known it would make her knees weak, turn her on a little. She hadn't expected to feel like lightning was sparking in every single place their bodies touched. He tasted like a storm, wild, dangerous, and beautiful all at the same time. Even though she had gone into this willingly, Jesse had no control of herself anymore. It was like he flicked a switch, and now she was caught up in a tornado, relentless in her need to move and moan and be closer to him. He made this deep, low sound in the back of his throat, and Jesse knew that they needed to get out of the damn club. She broke away, impressed at her ability to resist the force pulling them together. Her eyes met his, and she saw his pupils dilate. His chest was rising and falling with his rapid breathing, and his lips were still a little wet from... "Let's get out of here," Jesse breathed. The sooner, the better, because any more time with this guy and she would be guilty of indecent exposure in public, and she wouldn't even mind. He didn't say a word, just pulled her to his side and started toward the exit. With his other hand, she saw him reach into his pocket, grab his phone, and fire off a
sample complete. Ready to continue?